Day three at the Oval, England just about pushing their lead up towards 250. Just how's it looking for you today?
Well, from an Indian supporter's point of view, pretty grim, because a lead of around 250 with wickets in hand for England, you know, England are in a great position to win this match, because England will no doubt be thinking on not batting again, just getting as many as they can, lead of 300, 350, and looking to get India out again for the second time. India, from what we've seen so far, not very good at saving games. So I think the odds are stacked heavily in England's favour. The ball is still swinging, seeming, you know, but certainly not unplayable. The pitch is beautiful to bat on, as Dhoni showed, you know, in the first innings. He just had patience, and why couldn't the rest of the Indian batsmen follow his example? You know, I just, I'm lost for words, frankly, you know, as to why some of the Indian batsmen, Jara, Rahane, were supposed to be, Kohli was supposed to be technically very correct. I just failing. And for that, I would blame Duncan Fletcher, the coach. He's the batting coach. And surely in English conditions, you bat differently than you bat on Indian wickets. You come right behind the ball and you play according to the pitch of the ball, not allow the ball to move off the pitch, you know, to cover as you would play spin, not allow the ball to turn very much, and you use your feet. So same thing, there's no footwork or nothing. So I'm just amazed at what, you know, the batting coach tells them, because they keep on making the same mistakes again and again. Okay, first couple of times you make a mistake, not used to English wickets, I can understand. But you just don't go on repeating your mistakes and, you know, falling, you know, to a catch outside the off stump and hanging your bat out. That's just not on. You just can't bat that way in England.
And if we look at the bowling for Oak, India's only chance, I suppose, here is to take lots of wickets very, very quickly.
Well, it'll be an almost miraculous turnaround if India get England all out. And not only that, if they get England all out, say for another 50 runs, then India have to bat and score 300 just to get out of the woods, you know, to get a lead. Otherwise, they're facing an innings defeat. So, I mean, you know, the probabilities are stacked heavily against India, I'm afraid.
And just quickly, Farooq, Joe Root's literally just got to his century, so well played to him, I suppose.
Yes, indeed, very well played. He's come on magnificently. You know, I mean, why don't some of our English batsmen watch some of the, you know, so why don't some of our Indian batsmen watch some of the English batsmen? For example, Joe Root and all that. They come right behind the ball and play. And that's the only way to play, you know, swinging and steaming bowling. You don't play with your feet away from your bat and your bat hanging on outside the off stump. You're looking for trouble. Some batsmen who they can watch there and then, out in the middle, the slips. All the best batsmen are fielding the slips. They can watch the English batsmen like Joe Root and you know, take a little leaf from them. So, I mean, I'm afraid it's all doom and gloom as far as an Indian supporter is concerned. And sorry to be the bearer of this, because I'm a highly optimistic person and I would have loved, you know, nothing more than to have a very, very close contest. Mm-hmm. And India hopefully win, you know, being a bit partial, having played for India, Captain India and all that. But unfortunately, it's been totally dismal. There's been no sort of doesn't look like they have the heart in the game. You know, they've been unlucky, I'll give them that. But it's their own fault for not agreeing to the DRS, because some of the DRS decisions gone against India could have been in India's favour. You know, Bell LBW for zero, Cook out there for yesterday, plum LBW. But I mean, these are the decisions that could have gone in India's favour. But India preferred to stick to the, you know, ideas about adhering to their stubbornness for not agreeing to the DRS system is baffling me still. Not only baffling me, but baffling quite a few other Indian supporters over here. So why don't India agree to the DRS system? We agree. We all agree that it's not totally correct, not 100% right. But we all say that even if it's 80 or 85% right, it helps umpires take the right decision and makes the game a more fairer one, rather than just give a batsman not out. So it's totally baffling for me.
Yeah, we're absolutely with you, Farooq. I know you talk about doom and gloom there, but you say it as you see it, and we certainly appreciate your honesty.
Yes, that's the only way I can describe it, unfortunately.